I'm suiting up.
Welcome to Dr. 3, a Hearthstone podcast dedicated to giving you explosive growth in climbing the standard ranked ladder. I'm your host, Daring Alkaline, and along with me are my fellow hosts, Nikolaios and Majadeth. So we got some stuff to talk about tonight, so let's go to last week's poll question. Mage?
Sure, last week's poll question, we had 42 votes, and we asked, on a scale from 1 to 10, so Grand Tournament to Kobolds and Catacombs, how powerful do you think this new Descent of Dragons expansion will be? And 6 to 8 was the winner with 38% of the votes, so they're thinking about in lines with, I think we gave...
Knights of the Frozen Throne.
Yeah. Was at about an 8 when we were, and Journey to Angoro, I think, was a 6 that we gave as some barometers. 9 or 10 was 33% of the votes, so a lot of people think it's going to be one of the most powerful expansions we've seen. 24% said it is 10 plus or over 10. So it will be the most powerful expansion we've ever seen. And then only 5% said it's going to be in the 1 to 5 range. So there seems to be some consensus that it's definitely not going to be a weak expansion like maybe Rastakhan's Rumble or something. We're going to see a meta shakeup from this.
Yeah, I think so. So let's rush into news. Descent of Dragons! They've descended! We're live! Yay! And so today, log in on 1210. Get your 6 legendaries. Well, actually, it's what? 5 legendaries?
Five Galakrons.
Yeah, all 5 Galakrons. And if
and
you
then two shields of Galakrons.
Yes.
5 mana, 4/5 taunt that invokes Galakrons.
So, a lot of free stuff. I mean, this is the only time they've given away 5 legendaries at launch, so that's really generous. So, updated in-game shop with new Hunter Hero portrait, Sylvanas. You can buy Wild and Standard adventures all in the shop now. You don't have to go to the eShop anymore. And Tyrande is free in the shop. I always have the hard time.
Tyrande.
Yeah, I see it. I hear people. It's one of those words. When I see it, I can't process it. When I hear it, I can repeat it. Tyrande. So, yes.
And also starting today with the launch, there's going to be 6 days of legendary quests.
Yes.
And you can, if you complete them each day, you'll get 5 Descent of Dragons packs. There's also going to be a couple Rise of Shadows and Saviors of Old Doom packs. And then the final day, the 6th day, there's going to be gold just for completing the quest. So 5 more packs to get you a little bit further if you didn't get any of the bundles or something like that to help you get a little further.
And then finally, we have the iOS and maybe the Android version updated, so you can buy multiple packs with gold. So you double tap the pack, and you can purchase up to 50 packs at one time, which is super nice when you're doing it on your phone instead of having to buy a whole bunch of packs
one
at a time, which is a real, real big pain. You could always do that in the... client on your PC, but now it's set to the iOS device too, so, and we assume Android, but we're not 100%
yeah,
sure.
It's the examples where I saw it mentioned on Twitter specifically showed it on iOS, but I would have to think that if they made the change for iOS that it would also be in there for Android as well.
Yes, but that's an assumption. It's a safe assumption, but it's still an assumption.
Yes.
So, yep, and that's going to wrap up the news. So, we don't have a whole lot to talk about today just because we kind of spent 3+ hours on Saturday talking about all the cards that have come out. So, Our topic this week.
To be fair, it's like with the expansion launching, that is news. That's what everybody's doing. That's exactly what everybody's talking about. And so.
And we've already given you our initial feedback on the card. So if we were to talk about it, we'd just be kind of repeating ourselves at this point in time. So our topic this week is jumping into the new meta. So first question, how do you pick a deck? You know, what deck do you want to play? How do you pick it?
Well, I mean, obviously the first pick is aggro. Mm-hmm. Because most people try and play with their nice new shiny cards, and
you get to make up people bad.
You need to be the fun police.
Yeah. But this expansion and last expansion, it's been solved much sooner because Blizzard has been giving access to the expansion to streamers for a few days before. So, I mean, basically at this point, if you've been paying attention to them, you know what's good in already, which kind of takes takes some of the fun away from it, but if you've been watching them, you know what decks are already good, and if you haven't, then play aggro.
Yeah.
Obviously, it kind of depends on what you pull, and so, you know, with us getting all five of the Galakrons, it already kind of jump starts you for that. You obviously, I think, would want to have Kronk's Dragonhoof to go with it. So you might, hopefully you pull that card. But otherwise, I mean, there's the cards that are powerful that have been talked about by us and a whole bunch of other people. You probably want to try and play decks that are highlighting those cards, the ones that you get when you've pulled and go kind of go from there. And hopefully you can just create a full deck from that.
So next question, what streamers / resources do you use? I like looking at community websites. Like I frequent Hearthstone Top Decks. Hearthpwn's another good community site. I know there's a few more that I can't think of off the top of my head. You could go to Reddit, and there'll be a lot of discussion there. It's just preference at this point in time. You know, you just kind of look at other people's work, or you can just, you know, discuss and look at discussions and come to your own conclusions and kind of do that. So did I miss anything on that? What do you guys normally, or where do you guys go?
Vicious Syndicate. Okay. They have like a
that's the side
decks to look at before the expansion comes out, and I took a look at that today and made a lot of changes, but it gave me an idea of what to look at. Mostly for like trying to like round out a deck. It's like, well, I've got like 25 cards. What other cards should I put in? Well, let's see what these guys have. And then after like 10 games, I've changed like all of them.
All 30.
Well, no, like another 5-10 cards.
I know. I'm just teasing. Mage.
So I would tell you, I had to work today, and so I haven't even opened any cards yet, and it's killing me to no end. But I usually like watching other streamers day of, like when I have breaks and stuff at work, and so I jumped around from a bunch of different people. I watched Crypt for a little bit. I watched Dog for a little bit. Watched Ali Straza. I watched Jay Alexander. Just, I want to try and get a little bit of an idea from a whole bunch of different people playing a whole bunch of different decks. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of times they'll play, you know, the same deck several games in a row, and then they'll switch off. I think I watched Kibler too, now that I think about it. But like, the things that I try to find people that are playing things that I want to play. Like, I do kind of want to play some Pirate Warrior. I want to see how good Ankar actually is. And so I was watching Crypt play that earlier, and he was doing well with it. You know, I was interested in Highlander Mage, and so I, you know, tried to find somebody that was playing that. And so I like going and looking at checking out Twitch and finding somebody that's playing something I'm interested in. Also, like you said, Hearthstone top decks. They've been barraging my Twitter feed with decks all day, and so that's a good place to start. I've got the Vicious Syndicate report up. Wicked Good from Off Court Curve did a theory craft of the whole bunch of decks to try as well. I've got that up, so I feel like I'm ready to go. I'm not a theory crafter. I'm not a deck builder, really. I like taking somebody else's thoughts and start there, and then I can maybe tweak it a little bit based on what I pull or what I have in my collection versus what they're suggesting. But I feel like that's a good way to start. Yeah. I like watching not just just seeing a deck. I need to actually see kind of how the deck plays. And so actually seeing somebody play the deck and playing it in games is where I get the most benefit.
Yeah. And also, your results may vary if you're watching Brian Kibler play. Cause
yes.
He is really good at card games, it turns out. So things that he can make work, you might not have the easiest time making the same plays he does. So
there are a few players that are, you know, pro players and streamers like Zedalot that I just do not watch because I don't want to get it in my head that I could actually play a priest deck the way he can. And so I just like, nope, sorry, you really are that good, so I'm not even gonna try.
That's what I do when I see Kibler. I'm like, oh, that looks fun, wait a minute, that's Kibler.
Yeah.
He
was playing Dragon Paladin, so
of course he was.
Yes. Yeah.
I love Kibler. So how do you know what to play? I think that kind of we just kind of covered that too. Looking around, investigating. Go to your favorite site, go to your favorite streamer, go to Reddit, like go to Twitter, listen to podcasts. You know, everyone's talking about the new expansion, and I'm pretty sure people are going to, I know people are posting about their experiences, and maybe you can get a hand, hand up on what's going on in the meta by looking at someone's, and you know, kind of getting some advice. You're smiling. I couldn't, you know, all I can think is the term I can think is get a leg up on the pile, which is from a strong bad email. So I know that's not the right term, but I can't think of
leg up on the competition.
Yeah, it is get a leg up.
So I'm sorry, I have a case of the dumb right now, so I apologize. So exactly, that's how I feel. What sort of mindset should you have going into the new meta? I mean, I feel like you have to just keep calm because you're gonna see crazy stuff and you're gonna get murdered by stuff that is bad, and you'll be frustrated by it. So
yeah, I mean, I've already been a little bit frustrated at some of the high rolls, but honestly, just keep trying. If you're finding a deck that you've been liking playing, just keep playing it, and don't be afraid to make frequent adjustments. Like, this is the time to, like, every 3 or 4 games, go back into your collection manager and be like, okay, this card sucks, let's take it out. And just try and just that constant tinkering. You know, you don't want to do that when, like, the best 30 cards have kind of been solved, but nobody has really solved it right now, so you can kind of get a leg up if you're noticing a trend in the decks that you're playing and you make the adjustment necessary.
I fully expect that I'm going to lose more than I win. That's why I want to get to a rank floor before an expansion hits.
Yes.
So I feel like you need to make sure that you're I need to make sure I at least realize going in that there is a distinct possibility that high rolls are going to happen, that I'm going to be playing a deck that I've probably never played before, and so my results are not going to be like Brian Kibler's. So it's like, it's just try and do the best you can, and try and put yourself in the situation where you can potentially win the game. And sometimes it'll work out. Maybe a lot of times it'll work out, but sometimes it won't. And you can't let the bad games kind of linger in your head. So it's I feel like at the beginning of expansion, when there's a lot of volatility where people are trying things and that, it's at least for me sometimes a little bit easier to get tilted. It's like, what is this craziness and how is this happening to me? Like I'm being the one punished for this or something, like singled out to be punished by this. And so just, it's not you. It's not me. This is what it is right now. This is chaos. Everybody's trying things. Everybody's trying crazy things. Everybody wants to make the Trollden video with something ridiculous. And sometimes it's going to work. Sometimes it will not, and you just have to try and keep that even keel that you would like if you were trying to hit legend or something, or trying to get to a new high rank that you've never been to before. You keep the emotions in check, try and be as analytical as possible, just make the plays that you need to make, or try to make the best plays you can, and maybe the results don't come right away, but they probably will down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, should you craft anything?
Oh yes. Waste all your dust right now on all the decks that you see with 100% win rate.
Pro tips from Mage.
You should probably not do that. Don't do that, and then don't email or Twitter tweet me saying that you did that based on what I just said. Now, do not do that.
So go ahead and craft everything and blame Mage after the fact. Thumbs up. So I think it's a convention that you probably shouldn't be crafting anything for the first week, maybe two, if you want to be a little bit more conservative. Unless you have like 20,000-30,000 dust kicking around and you're not super concerned about being tight on dust. I'd say there are probably a couple safe crafts. Like, if you want to play Galakrond, Kronx is a very safe draft. If you want to play a deck with that's centric around dragons, it's probably safe to craft Frizz. And I'm not sure. And Highlander decks. If you're playing a Highlander deck, it's probably safe to craft Alexstrasza. After that, I don't know. I don't think anything else is too safe at this moment in time.
Generally, the good neutral cards are the ones that will see the most play, so they're the safest to craft, whereas, you know, the class cards are pretty hit and miss. What's hot right now could easily die out very quickly, but, for example, Pirate Warrior seems to be doing okay, but who knows if in a week from now it actually turns out to be bad, so you don't really want to craft that Ankar. But, I mean, yeah, if you have a bit of extra dust, then, you know, knock yourself out.
But if you want to get the most bang for your buck, give it some time.
Yeah, generally wait a week.
I usually actually wait till I see a first meta report, whether it be usually it's Vicious Syndicate, which is, I think their first one is coming out on the 19th, or Tempo Storm does a meta report as well. That's when they have enough data to be able to kind of start to tell you what's going on with the meta, then it feels like it's you start to get an idea of what's gonna be played longer.
And, yeah, I mean, the other thing is just, what are you playing against? Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you're playing and like your opponents are like 50% mages, it's probably safe to craft some of the mage cards, you know.
That's a good point as well.
Although, be cognizant of your rank, because results at rank 20 are very different from those at rank 5.
That's for sure. Okay, and then final question of this is initial thoughts on decks and cards. So go ahead, Nicholas. Why don't you start this one off?
I've been playing Pirate Warrior, and I kind of hybrided it into Pirate Galakrond Warrior, and it's been doing pretty okay. I'm like 50-50 with it, which is not bad considering how much craziness is going out there, and been a lot of refining. I've been seeing a lot of mages. Highlander Mage seems very, very strong, so I'm probably going to test that out after this. The druids I faced haven't been doing very well. The hunters I faced, unless they get like the absurd high roll, which has happened like 4 times already, like the perfect draw into the perfect RNG, you know, like when they don't have that, when they just have an average draw, it's been underwhelming. Rogue has been hit or miss. It's been okay to, like, just playing against it, like it seems like it's kind of powerful. Haven't seen like any warlocks. I've seen one combo priest. I've seen a few shamans which haven't really impressed me. Yeah, I think that I haven't seen a single paladin either. Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of mage too again. Alexstrasza seems very powerful. The cards, the Discover Dragon card seems very, very good. A lot of the time, so Discovering Dragons is pretty choice if you have a card like that in your deck. So I played some Hunter, and I actually kind of share your sentiment that's kind of underwhelming. Like Highlander Hunter is kind of like eh. Played some Pirate Warrior, and that was fun. I've yet to play Galakrond, but I have seen a Galakrond priest, and that was kind of like okay. I just kind of kept stalling long enough until I won, so yeah, it's kind of like this isn't good. So I don't know, maybe he just wasn't good at the deck, so we'll see on Galakrond Priest in the future. So that kind of, with that one game, kind of reconfirmed that Galakrond is not good in priest form. But and then yeah, I guess mage just seems really solid, or I have played against people who are really believing the heart of cards and just top decking like madmen, because that's happened at least 4 times where it's like, oh, they overextend themselves, literally nothing left in their hand, top deck a winner, top deck a winner, top deck a winner, top deck. It's like, you should be punished for being an idiot, but you know, here we are. So anyway, so that's my initial set. Set seems really strong, so I'm looking forward to see where it ends up as we continue on.
When I was watching it, it seemed like there was a lot of people playing the Highlander Mage with dragons, and Dragon Queen Alexstrasza looks every bit as strong as I think we thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Just those, there was a game that Krip was playing, and he played Alexstrasza and got the 5 mana healing, the 5 mana dragon that heals you or can heal for 8, as well as the 7/7 taunt that couldn't be targeted. That's a bit of a that's possible with that card. Dragon Druid seems pretty solid in the games that I saw it played, and the Faceless Corruptor, the 5-mana 5/4 with rush that you transform another minion into a copy of it, is really strong.
Yeah. And
saw that in Shaman. I saw that in Pirate Warrior. I saw it. I think that's going to be everywhere, because that just is such a swing turn that you can do with that card.
Yeah. I also learned that Emrys' effect's really powerful when it costs 0. Oh,
go figure.
Imagine that.
Especially when I'm assuming that you have another dragon in hand that also costs 0 that has now been buffed by Emrys. I mean, that seems fair.
It was fair, both fair and balanced, and I won. When I win, it's obviously fair and balanced and all due to my skill. I meant to roll that Emrys for 0, so. Okay.
Yeah, so I think we're going to see a lot more over the next few days. We're going to see, you know, a lot of people are going to try a lot of different things, and things will start to kind of level out, and we'll start to get more knowledge as to what cards are good and what decks are going to have the staying power. But it's been interesting to see people all over the map. I actually, now that I think about it, I was watching Admirable play Galakrond Warlock a little bit, and it was, he actually won a couple games with it at rank 5, so it was just like, okay, that's something. So kudos to you, Admirable, for putting on the good fight, going out there and playing Galakrond Warlock.
He doesn't strike me as the guy who's out there playing the not good decks. Like, he's like, every time I hear him cast, it's like he wants to play the most powerful stuff and hit them in the face. So like, I'm like, okay, all right. So that's gonna do it. Like I said, we're gonna keep it short this week, just because. If you want to hear our thoughts, initial thoughts on the set, please go listen to our Son of Dragons set review. I know it's kind of, if you haven't heard of this point in time, it's a little behind for you, but yeah, so we did that. So, so what is this week's poll question, Mage?
All right, so for this week's poll question, we want to know, what style of deck are you most excited to play in Descent of Dragons? Is it Highlander decks? They definitely got some tools. Galakrond decks? Dragon decks? Or is there some other deck? Pirate Warrior? Maybe the Pure Paladin? Or something else that isn't one of the big three that you're excited to play? Let us know. Vote for your choice, and we will talk about the styles of decks you're excited to play on next week's show.
Yep. And that's going to do it for this week. So you can find the show on Gmail at dr3hs@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at dr3hs. You can join the show's Discord by going to Dr3HS on Twitter and looking at our top pinned tweet. And you can get the link to our Discord there and come hang out with us. And you can find me at Daring Alkaline on Twitter. Mage?
You can find me on Twitter at Mage of Death. I'm in our Discord as well as a number of others. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Mage of Death.
And Nick.
You can find me on Twitter at Nikolaius123. I'm also in our Discord.
Excellent. All right, guys. So that's going to do it for us on this eve, where the Dragon's Descent into Hearthstone goes live. So, as always, you've been listening to Dr. 3.
Boom.
Boom.
Get a leg up on the pile and refinance your dreams. Come along down and dial 5555555855555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555